Good morning. Thank you for joining us this morning on this 18th Sunday after Pentecost. My name is Jim Kless, and I will be leading you through this morning as we worship and sing praise to our God. We hope you feel as if you are here with us in person, and we certainly hope you are blessed as you hear the good news of God, God's love for you. The order of worship this morning is Divine Service 2 on page 158 of the Lutheran Worship. Okay. Please join us now as we sing our opening hymn, God Loved the World, hymn 352 in the Lutheran Worship.
Order of service as it's printed before you in your worship bulletin. We'll continue now with the confession and the absolution. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for us, and for his sake he forgives us of all our sins. As a called and ordained servant of the Word, I therefore forgive you of all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, our teacher and guide, you draw us to yourself and welcome us as beloved children. Help us to lay aside all envy and selfish ambition, that we may walk in your ways of wisdom and understanding as servants of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Our family hymn this week is We Are One in the Spirit.
Thank you.
The lecture this morning is Ken Sharbert. May God open our hearts to receive the word he speaks to us through Ken.
The first reading this morning is from the 11th chapter of Jeremiah, verses 18 through 20. Because the Lord revealed their plot to me, I knew it. For at that time, he showed me what they were doing. I had been like a gentle lamb led to the slaughter. I did not realize that they had plotted against me, saying, "Let us destroy the tree and its fruit. Let us cut him off from the land of the living, that his name be remembered no more. But you, Lord Almighty, who judge righteously and test the heart and mind, let me see your vengeance on them, for to you I have committed my cause." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please join in the responsive reading of Psalm 54. It is printed in your worship bulletin.
Save me, O God, by your name. Vindicate me by your might. Hear my prayer, O God.
Listen to the words of my mouth.
Foes are attacking me. People are trying to kill me. People without regard for God. Surely
God is my help. The Lord is the one who sustains me.
Let evil recoil on those who slander me. In your faithfulness, destroy them. I will sacrifice a free will offering to you. I will praise your name, Lord, for it is good. You have delivered me from all my troubles. My eyes have looked in triumph on my foes.
The second reading is from the third chapter of James, verse 13, and the fourth chapter, verse 3, and verses 7 and 8. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. When you ask, do you not receive, because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures? Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand a fable for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 9th chapter, verses 30 through 37. They left that place and passed through Galilee. Jesus did not want anyone to know where they were, because he was teaching his disciples. He said to them, "The man of Son is going to be delivered into the hands of men. They will kill him, and after 3 days he will rise." But they did not understand what he meant and were afraid to ask him about it. They came to Capernaum. When he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the road?" But they kept quiet because on the way they had argued about who was the greatest. Sitting down, Jesus called the 12 and said, "Anyone who wants to be first must be the very last and the servant of all." He took a little child whom he placed among them. Taking the child in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me does not welcome me, because the one who sent me." This is the gospel of the Lord.
We confess our faith together now in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,
and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of the saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please have a seat.
Please join us now as we sing our sermon hymn, Blessed Be the Tie That Binds, hymn 295 in the Lutheran Worship. This is Your Hour with God, broadcast on tape delay from St. John's Lutheran Church, Depew, New York, at exactly 1300 on your AM dial, radio WXOW.
That binds our hearts in Christian love. The unity of heart and mind is like to that above. We pour our hearts
So we're continuing on this morning with the series that I started with you now 3 weeks ago, Faith at Home. In the first week, if you remember, we talked about our homes as being seminaries. Seminary just simply a word that means seed bed, and so our homes become the place where we share God's word with one another. We encourage one another in the study and the devotion of that word. We build each other up in that word. We nurture each other in faith as the Spirit empowers us to do that. That was week number one. Last week, I talked to you about the home as a trauma center. Now, I had a slip of my mind when I started yesterday's service, when I got to this point, and I said this, gosh, does anybody remember what we talked about last week? Right, I couldn't remember the theme. Right, just my mind just completely went blank, and somebody keyed up and they said, "Yeah, we talked about a dentist with hairy knuckles." So I said, "I'm glad that's what you remembered about last week." So, but anyway, last week I talked to you about the home as a trauma unit, that place where we receive prompt care from one another, especially when the burdens of life are heavy upon us. That home serves as that place of compassion, that place where we're willing to listen to each other, accept one another, and affirm one another. I'm glad it came to me today, because last night it just completely went blank. But that's what we talked about last week. Now today I want to talk to you about the home as a filling station. Now, just out of curiosity, when you hear that theme, the home as a filling station, what comes to your mind? Food? Okay. Not the direction I'm going. I'd like to, but I'll talk to you about food in a little while. But okay, so food. All right. What's that? Meeting in church? Well, your home. This is your church home, and you're filled with the word here. Yeah, but home. Your home as a filling station. What do you think if your home is to serve that way? Same idea in part, Ed. Your home serves as a filling station, going back to number one, the first series, where it's that seed bed. It's the place where we share the word and we fill each other up with the word. Absolutely. Yeah. A place of security. Okay.
Recharge.
Yeah. Okay.
Fuel.
Your home is fuel. Okay. The place where you're kind of charged up and you move out into the world, or you're able to sort of keep going, you know, as you're charged up in the home. Anything else? Okay. Yeah. See, and it's kind of neat. It's kind of neat how this it flows. It flows. The home is the filling station, the place where we share the word. The home is a filling station in that it's a trauma center, the place where, you know, we receive the respite that we need when we're kind of beaten up. But I'm going to take you a little further now with it as the home, as a filling station. You see, when it gets down to it, our homes, I believe, as God intends them to be, are the places where we and those who are closest to us, and I would say family and friends, anybody who walks through the door, those homes are places to be filled with love. Places where we go to be filled with love, especially when we feel like we're on E. And running on empty, well, I don't know about you, running on empty, I suspect, is something that all of us at one time or another are familiar with. And I'm sure I don't have to explain what it means or what it looks like to run on empty. You get it. And why? And why is that? Well, I suspect it's because we can very easily become a people who feel stretched sometimes. The demands of work, the demands of the day-to-day stuff that we have to do, the constant tug of schedules, the demands of the family, right? And the family dynamic in and of itself can be something that just consumes us entirely. And the reality is, so many things are grabbing for our time, so many things are grabbing for our attention, and sometimes, being real, sometimes by the time when the time comes for togetherness in the home, sharing and building up, we're shot. By the time we get to that point in the day, we're shot. And the truth is, as I see it anyway, when we feel stretched, when we feel like we're running on E, when we feel like we're shot, my hunch is we aren't conversing so well. We aren't filling others. And dare I say, we might not even be willing to be fed and filled ourselves. We aren't putting on love, which binds everything in perfect harmony, as Paul puts it so wonderfully in Colossians chapter 3. But we're probably pushing away. We might be communicating to each other that we're more bothered than anything else, more inconvenienced. Compassion and tenderheartedness and Christ-like gentleness are lacking, and the people deserving our love and the people deserving our attention aren't getting it. They're lacking our time and our nurture. And it's so easy to do this, isn't it? It's so easy to do this, especially when so many things are already grabbing for our attention. It's so easy to do this when we feel like we're running on E. So what gives? Because left to ourselves, I suppose we would just end up falling deeper and deeper into this. We'd fall deeper and deeper, loving less. Maybe even turning further away and pushing people out. So what gives? Well, Jesus gives. You see, Jesus gives to you and me. Jesus gives to you and me. He gives of His love. So that our way of living and loving might look different than this. You see, friends, we have a Savior who breaks in to our lives even when we feel on E. Even when we feel stretched, we have a Savior who breaks in, who meets us right where we are, and He's the power that can break that trend of loving less. A Savior who shapes each and every one of us with His love that we might shape others then with the love that we've received first from Him. We have a Savior whose love fills us when we're on E, ready to stall, ready to crash. We have a Savior who fills us with a kind of love that's always ready to forgive, a kind of love that never ever turns its back on us, a kind of love that's always ready to listen. A love, by the way, that is so, so deep for you and me that He even went to death for us so that we might be full of life all the time. Did you catch that part? A love so deep that He was willing to die for us so that we might be filled with life all the time. It's His love then that picks us up. It's His love then that restores our souls. It's His love then that rejuvenates and re-energizes us. And it's His love, friends. His love through faith that begins to course through our veins. And it's His love that pumps out through our lives and into our homes, shared with those we love dearly. Shared with those who enter into our homes, that those places might be a place where we're filled up. Places grounded and rooted in the love of Christ Jesus and a mutual love for one another. You see, love is something that each of us have all received from God in Christ Jesus. And love then begins to be something that we do for each other. And it's our Savior who shapes us in this love. And as the Savior shapes us in this love and we love one another, how it begins to shape the lives of all the people we interact with. As we share this love in our homes, as filling stations, that love of Jesus flows out through us. And our love, our homes become those places of love where we are willing to forgive. Our homes become those places of love where we're willing to rebuild and restore. Places where we're willing to listen. Places of love where we're willing to look at each other. Look at each other with kindness. And how that look of kindness and love can go a long, long way. Think about that for a minute. You've heard the expression, looks can kill. Right? Right? What we communicate in our faces and in our bodies says a lot. A look can go a long way. So if looks can kill, looks can also build up in an instant, can't they? That simple smile or that simple smirk that you give to another person, it can make all of the difference for their day. Our homes can be those places, right? Did you ever just walk through the door and you're miserable when you walk through the door? Right? The minute you haven't seen your kids or your family, I'm speaking from experience, by the way. You haven't seen your kids or your wife or your husband all day and you walk to the door and you look like this. Because clutter is on the counter or whatever, right? Maybe just the simple way that we shape our looks can make all the difference in our homes as we share love with one another. Places where we're willing to look at each other with kindness. Places of love where the words that we use build up and encourage. Places of love where we embrace one another, offering comfort and compassion. I shared yesterday that I'm not much of a hugger at all. But I read a statistic that says that the average person needs 8 hugs a day. I don't know if I agree with that or not. Again, I'm not a hugger. Right? But there is something about the home being a place where we're willing to embrace each other. So through a simple touch, through a simple hug, whatever it may be, that kind of love can shape and make all of the difference for us. Places are homes, places of love, where our love tanks go from E to F, and our willingness to make time for each other, undistracted, right? How we become a society that's just consumed, right? Our faces buried in phones and iPads and TVs blaring in the background or TVs in the kitchen with the latest sitcom or whatever it is while you're eating dinner. How our love tanks can go from E to F when we're just willing to spend uninterrupted time with each other. To have face-to-face interaction and face-to-face conversation with each other. Hearing about each other's day, our love tanks can go from E to F almost instantly, I believe, with just that. I don't know. You know, there's so many things that are calling for our attention, so many things that can easily get in the way of our lives together sometimes. So many things that have us pulled and distracted and stretched. But I'm convinced, as I thought about this theme for today, and I thought about love and how Christ loves us and how we're called to love one another, I think what we need more of is togetherness and time. Togetherness and time in the home, where relationships are nurtured. Time in the home that Christ-like love might be shared and abound. And when love abounds, how filled and how full we all are. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The congregation's offerings are now being gathered by the ushers. This morning's radio broadcast is sponsored by John and Jane Marone for blessings of family and friends.
In addition to those who are printing the prayers in your worship bulletin, please include Casey Chamberlain and her family in your prayers. Casey is Barb Perry's niece. Please include Casey and her family as they mourn the death of Casey's father-in-law, Jim, this past week. For the Ranzenkowski family, that's friends of Sharon Wagle, as they mourn the death, the unexpected death of their 19-year-old daughter, Megan, this past week. For the Fergale, Castiglione, and Herbold families at the death of Kathy Fergale's brother, Gary, this week. For Linda Plewick, who's recovering from heart surgery. For Norma Vanderwerk, Norma is going to be having some surgery tomorrow morning. For Eric Brown, Eric took a fall this week and has been hospitalized at the VA hospital where they're running some tests. And last but not least, if you would, say a word of prayer for Ed After Buffalo. That's the younger. That's Ed and Charmaine's son. He's going to be moving from Buffalo and off to Minnesota, from what I understand. So please keep him in your prayers as he rejoices in new beginnings. Pray for safe travels. Let us pray. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Father in heaven, you command and invite us to come to you with every need. Open our ears to hear you and our mouths with prayer. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty God, our Creator, and all life and well-being comes only from you. Fill the hearts of your people with praise as long as we have our being. We pray especially today for the Fergale, Frank, Garbutt, Garrison, and Gielan families, and all others from our congregation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord God, you have sent your church into all the world to declare your praises to all. By your Spirit, make us all bold to tell of your law and your gracious redeeming love in Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty God, guide and defend the President, Congress, and all who administer and judge our laws. Change the hearts of those who would lead us away from your justice and truth. Preserve our freedom to serve you and lead us to be faithful citizens. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, you declare us righteous in Christ Jesus and then assure us that our prayers avail much before you. Forgive the sins, relieve the suffering, heal the disease of your people, be with those who are grieving. Especially today we pray for the Chamberlain family, the Rasinkowski family, the Fergale, Castiglione, and Herbold families, all of whom are mourning the death of their loved ones. Bless them with your presence. Assure them of the strength that you can give them in their grief. Point them to your Son, who is the way, the truth, and the life, the resurrection, and the life. We pray that you would be with Linda as she continues to recover from her heart surgery, for Norma as she prepares for surgery tomorrow, for Eric as he is in the hospital and tests are being run to make him well. We pray for all of those who are in our worship bulletin, our friends, our family members, and anybody else that we name before you in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray a special prayer this morning for Ed after Buffalo as he prepares to move to Minnesota. Lord, we thank you for his life here with Mom and Dad and the rest of the family. And we ask you to bless him as he now begins anew in this city. Bless him with safe travels. Send your holy angels to be with him that they might rest on his bumper and his fenders and get him to where he's going safe. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Into your hands, dear Father, we commend ourselves and all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And we pray together now as our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. My friends, receive the blessing of the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Our closing hymn this morning is Savior Again, Dear Name, hymn 221 in the Lutheran Worship.
darkness into light. Keep us from harm and danger till the dawn. Your evening presence, promise to your own. Grant us your peace throughout our earthly life. Our bond and sorrow, and our stay in strife. And when your voice shall bid our conflict cease, call us, O Lord, to your eternal peace.
Please have a seat for a moment. Good morning again. Good to see you. Good to be with you for worship this morning. I'm always so thankful to be with you, and I hope that you've been blessed in worship this morning. Quick couple of announcements before you head off for the day. Some things that are coming up here. First and foremost, this coming Tuesday will be another adult information class for anybody that might be interested in joining St. John's. It's not too late if you want to join in on that group. We'd love to have you. It's Tuesday at 7 o'clock, or if you know somebody that might be interested in or is looking for a home congregation, please let them know about that. And they're more than welcome to be with us on Tuesday. Tuesday at 7 o'clock, we'll meet downstairs in the new addition, the new basement. Not so new anymore, but I guess that's the only way to identify that part of the basement. So, anyway, that's on Tuesday, all right? Laura, I don't know, do you want to say something on the stewardship piece? Awesome, thank you. Yeah. Okay. So the sooner you can get those stories to me, the better. In compiling that book, but really it's really fascinating to think of the many gifts that God gives to us, and the many gifts that God has given to you as individuals, and how He's using you to touch the lives of people through those gifts. And those gifts, of course, come in all different kinds of ways. I think some of the greatest examples of using the gifts that God has given us come in the form of our service toward one another. And so, you know, think about your life and the way that God has used you to serve. This is just one way, of course, but think about the ways God has used you to serve in your communities, in the world, and how lives were touched through you. I think this would just be a really, really neat book to hear some of your stories. And that you could be a nurse and an experience you had as a nurse. You know, you could be a caterer who catered a funeral brunch one day and you helped somebody. I don't know. There's all different kinds of ways that God has used you to touch lives. So that's really, I think that's kind of what we're trying to hit with this, right? To compile those stories, the ways God has used you. So get those to me as soon as you can. That would be absolutely wonderful, and we'll have those available in November. Thanks, Laura. We are still, we've still got word out for our safety team here. There's been a remarkable response from people willing to help out with that. But again, if you are interested in helping out with that safety team in any way, please let myself or Tony know. And we'll let you know when the first planning meeting is scheduled and ready to go. Okay? Thank you to everybody who came out on Friday here for the dinner and a movie. It's been a while since we've done that, but it was a joy. I didn't see much of the movie myself, but from what I understand, the movie was a good show. But anyway, thanks to everybody who came out and participated in that on Friday. What else do I want to tell you? Oh, okay. So I kept you hanging last week. I said, hold on. I'm going to try to work out some details on something that I really want to see happen here. And we got the approval from the church council. The stamp was on went on Monday. And so I can officially say that we are going to have an Oktoberfest here. All right. So October 19th from 6 to 9 o'clock. We are planning an Oktoberfest celebration. The band that I had originally reached out to, that was the big German band, they unfortunately declined us for whatever reason. Availability, I think, was a big part of it. Some of their crew members weren't available, so they couldn't be with us. So I've got a couple other options I'm working on. One of them being the Auslanders. If you've ever heard of them, so I'm going to try and see if they're available to come by to sing for us. If not them, then it will be a DJ, and he will make sure that he plays all kinds of Oompa Loompa German music for us. All right. So so anyway, the DJ is secure. The DJ, of course, would be our own RJ. So he's all set. He's set the date for us. What I have not informed him of is that he has to wear that fancy German with Lederhosen. So I don't know if yeah, Millie.
Don't scare her.
Yeah.
Why are we having a beer party in our church?
It's not necessarily a beer party. It's an Oktoberfest.
It's an Oktoberfest.
The people of St. John's are glad to hear you join with us in worship this morning. St. John's Church is located in the Serenity Pew, one block northeast of the intersection of Transit and Broadway at 67 Litchfield Avenue. As Lutherans, we believe that we are being saved by grace of God alone, that we are about that grace from Scripture alone, and that God's grace acts in and to us only through our faith. Please worship with us in person in the near future. Our building is handicapped accessible. If you would like more information about St. John's or about faith as Lutheran Christians, please write to us. We also welcome your comments and suggestions about our broadcast. If you would like to help sponsor one of our broadcasts, we would welcome your support. Write or call our church office for information. Our address is 67 Litchfield Avenue, Depew, New York, 14043. You can also email us. Our email address is stjohnslutheran.office@gmail.com. This is your announcer, Jimmy Kless, wishing you God's protection and care for the days ahead.
Yeah, that's all it is. But to define it as a beer party, I don't know if that's accurate. Will there be beer here? Absolutely. Well, it doesn't say beer party. It says beer will be served, but it's a fellowship event. So it's to our congregation. To offset the cost. There's no profit. There's no intended profit. Fellowship. Just fellowship. That's all. But anyway, we're going to press on with that. And I'm sorry, Millie, that you don't agree with it, but we're going to give it a try. If it doesn't work out, then that's something.
the thing that bothers me is you pay a couple comes to this.
Right.
And they come for fellowship.
Yeah.
Okay. They aren't coming to do anything for the church. Even if they were going to raise money for the church, and all I can think of is the money changers.
No. Well, first, it's not a public event. It's not open to the public. Not at all. This is our congregation if you look at the bottom, you can't really see it real well here. This event is not public. It's not a public event. So that's the disclaimer with this, folks. Yeah, you do. But it's bigger on the poster out there. But it is not a public event. So please, please, please do not. It's a congregational event. It's not. Well, again, it's not public. So I have to make that very clear. It's a congregational event for our people with the hopes of us coming together to enjoy some German food, beer in moderation. Again, I mean, you know what? It's a church. And if you come here and your intention is to get lit, then shame on you. And that's all I'm going to tell you. You know, it's a fellowship event. If you're coming here to walk away stumbling, then we learn and never do it again. So let's not ruin it, right? But if you can come and sip a beer with some good German food, then there is nothing at all, as far as I'm concerned, nothing wrong with that as a congregation. So I think that's the intention, Millie. This is not to be some community public event like a lawn fete where we're raising money and Jesus comes in to flip the tables because we're not functioning as the church. Not at all. Not at all. And if that were the intention, then shame on me for even proposing it. But it's just a fellowship event. Yeah. Yeah.
What this is all about. It's about being together, sharing, supporting each other in the family that we need, so people feel comfortable. And sometimes you need a little something, you can get that jar, just to get that plunge.
Sure.
Not get drunk. I'm not a drinker, but it's a nice opportunity to be with people. Millie, we respect you.
Absolutely.
Oh,
you could bet that. But maybe you could bet that. And you are 100% no doubt about that, because for your reasons they see the word beer, right? But again, it will be a controlled event that we've already discussed, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to just be looking at you, but you've asked the question. So we've already discussed in the council meetings how we might control elders and council. So it's not going to be red solo cups. We're thinking more like sample glasses. So that, honestly, that's how we'll see. Well, and you know what? But, and you know what, Millie? I will stand with, I'm taking everything you say with the no, absolutely not. No, with the most amount of respect, because you have experience, you are invested in this church, and I honor and accept what you have to say. And I will be a man, if this is wrong, if this turns out and blows up, I will stand there and I want you to say, I told you. All right, but I mean, I honor everything that you have to say. I do, I do. I think we're going to give it a shot. And if we're wrong, God forgive us. We screwed up. We know not to do it again. You know.
I'm not saying we shouldn't have some things like that, but I can't see doing it to raise. But I can see having something for $15.
Yeah, it's just the money that's associated with it is offset. Just to this isn't a fundraiser. This is just to offset. That's all. All right, I'll talk to you after when you get time. Thanks, everyone. Have a blessed week. Go in peace. Serve the Lord.